Test yourself. 1. Exercise 4. You are going to listen to three teenagers, Mel, Ari, and Kate, talking about what they like and don't like when they go on holiday. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below. Then, you will hear the recording twice. While listening, match the beginnings of the sentences 1 to 6 with the sentence endings A to I. There are two sentence endings that you should not use. The first one, 0, has been done for you. Mel.
I love travelling, but I don't like flying. When I was younger, I thought it was cool to travel by plane, but now I know how bad air travel is for the environment. That takes all the fun out of it. Last summer, my friend and I went by train to Croatia. That was great. In Split, we stayed in a fun hostel with open areas for cooking and hanging out. My favorite kind of accommodation. We met some nice people and went out with them. We also went to the beach, but I get bored easily on the beach. I need to move around and do stuff.
Ari.
Big cities are my idea of a great holiday. I love the energy, the big buildings and all the stuff going on. Maybe it's because I come from a small town. I really enjoyed Rome. And London was amazing. Recently, my parents took me to Portugal, and we stayed in a big hotel in Lisbon. We visited the museums and galleries and learned a lot about local history and culture. That was really interesting. The outdoor markets were my favourite, though. I learned a bit of Portuguese and tried to use it there. I probably sounded terrible, but the people were so nice about it.
Kate.
Holidays are nice. But all the planning and travel stresses me out. I hate packing and unpacking too. I prefer to just go to one place that's nice and not move around too much. I mean, holidays should be relaxing, right? That's why I like Greece. We flew to Athens and took the ferry to the island of Kythira for our last holiday. We stayed in a quiet seaside village and spent our days at the beach or walking in the hills. We ate at the same family taverna almost every evening. It was perfect. The food was simple, fresh, and not too expensive, and the people were friendly. What else do you need?
Mel.
I love travelling, but I don't like flying. When I was younger, I thought it was cool to travel by plane, but now I know how bad air travel is for the environment. That takes all the fun out of it. Last summer, my friend and I went by train to Croatia. That was great. In Split, we stayed in a fun hostel with open areas for cooking and hanging out. My favorite kind of accommodation. We met some nice people and went out with them. We also went to the beach, but I get bored easily on the beach. I need to move around and do stuff.
Ari.
Big cities are my idea of a great holiday. I love the energy, the big buildings and all the stuff going on. Maybe it's because I come from a small town. I really enjoyed Rome, and London was amazing. Recently, my parents took me to Portugal, and we stayed in a big hotel in Lisbon. We visited the museums and galleries, and learned a lot about local history and culture. That was really interesting. The outdoor markets were my favourite, though. I learned a bit of Portuguese and tried to use it there. I probably sounded terrible, but the people were so nice about it.
Kate.
Holidays are nice, but all the planning and travel stresses me out. I hate packing and unpacking too. I prefer to just go to one place that's nice and not move around too much. I mean, holidays should be relaxing, right? That's why I like Greece. We flew to Athens and took the ferry to the island of Kythira for our last holiday. We stayed in a quiet seaside village and spent our days at the beach or walking in the hills. We ate at the same family taverna almost every evening. It was perfect. The food was simple, fresh, and not too expensive, and the people were friendly. What else do you need?